Okay, team, it is Barry, and we are going live with no music or anything on this one. Just heading into it for episode 23, the 90-day money game. We're going to talk create and propose stages. We're going to deep dive into these. I'm going to keep it moving because we have another episode coming out in 2 days where we'll do a wrap-up, and then we are going to touch on it live in a group, and I'll tell you about that in a second. So let's just look at where we are in 22 and 22A. We covered the connect and invite stages. In depth, really, quite a bit. Hopefully in those you've had a week to listen and take notes and you've got it into your bones and your body and what's going to be happening here. This game is about radical behavior. There's nothing in this game that says I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing. It's a 90-day, 3-month commitment to acting differently, to having different results, to just testing stuff and getting out of your own way. And I want to just invite you, this game, every time I play it, it's an opportunity that I take to just say the past doesn't define who I'm going to be in the present or in the future. That's safe. I'm going to tuck it into a little box where it lives, and I'm going to invite you to transcend your past, just to move past anywhere where you've gotten blocked before. Don't allow that to be part of your equation. All right, what happens actually in this create stage? After the connect and invite, this is where the rubber hits the road in this create stage. The create stage is where we show our prospects the possibility, the opportunity that is outside of anything that they have imagined up to this point. We've done a good job in the create, in the connect and invite stage. I'm still using those words in a reverse order. Funny how that landed in my brain. But this is where we show them, continue what we started in the connect and invite stage, and we take them outside of their current realm of possibility, even bigger than we've done it how I've taught you in Showbiz Blueprint. We use our creativity to literally blow open their reality. And we take big risks here. We celebrate no's in the 90-day money game. So whatever you can do to blow open their reality, take a chance. If it feels too strong, too big, beyond your capabilities, go for it. Get the no. Get the amount you've proposed up onto your chart. And then we will celebrate that. You can always, always, always back down, and you can never go back in for a bigger scoop. Remember that. We have an opportunity to make price not matter to your prospects. We have the opportunity to paint a picture of possibility, transformation, opportunity that is so big, price shouldn't even matter. And that's what I really want to invite all of you to do. I'm thinking about your faces as I'm sitting here talking about this. And just picturing each of you doing something for your prospects that is bigger than anything they've imagined, and price not even mattering. So maybe that's your current price. Maybe it's 2x. Maybe it's 5x that price. I want to give you the permission and the invitation to create a vision for them that is so big the price literally doesn't matter. It is our responsibility in this game to get either a hell yes or a hell no. Only two things we're going for. No good deal has ever closed with a hell maybe, all right? So this is our only responsibility in this game here, so we'll go for those. Let me just look at the nuts and bolts of the create stage, kind of what we do, then we're going to go into some detail. This is a conversation we drive. We drive this based on what we know from our notes in the connect phase and the invite phase. Anything we've learned in that phase, that's what we use. That's our lifeline in this create stage. We know plenty about what they dream about having happened from that connection stage that we had, from the invitation. We know that they are open to it. So it's our job at this point to walk them across a moat, a path, a tight wire that they can't even picture on the other side. So three strategies for the create stage that I'm going to share with you. One you'll know well, and I'm going to enhance it a little bit, just give you a little more detail on it. And then two others that I've never taught, but I have used extensively when the situation is right. So let's look at option one. This is a video introduction, and there are two important flavors we're going to do on this. We've got a generic, and we've got a customized. I've talked about these off and on. You certainly know what a CVI is. A generic one, I've mentioned that is more of just a commercial. It's not put together directly for them. You may have their name on a landing page, but they are not part of the video. Their branding is not part of the video. But these are good to have just to get proposals out the door when it's quick and easy. Because once you get it out the door, it goes onto your chart in your proposed column. Good. Remember, the goal of this game is proposals. Knew that slide was in here, but that's what we are doing. We are getting proposals out the door. If you don't have a generic video introduction, make one. It's not complicated. It's basically a commercial of what you do, where you do it. If these are based in a specific industry, if you have a couple industries you do them for, if you have a certain region you do them in, get pictures that show you in front of those buildings, in front of those hotels, in that setting. If it's a technical trade show, a medical trade show, whatever that is, get yourself in those places so you look like. Then you can put it on a landing page that has their logo if you want that, or you can just send it to somebody with a proposal. Doesn't even have to be customized at all if you don't want to. Remember the goal of this again: proposals, getting them out the door, getting a number attached to it, getting them out the door. We're going to send these out at a blinding rate, so we're not going to become attached. Everyone's not going to be precious. There's not going to be a bunch of emotion wrapped around each one of these things. We're going to find opportunities. We're going to connect. We're going to invite. We are going to create for them. And if this create stage is a generic proposal, great. If it's a customized proposal, fantastic. And we're going to get them out the door. If you have a powerful connect and invite, send a custom video introduction. You know, you certainly know how to make those, the CVIs. You may want to enhance them a bit for this game. You may want to develop a template that you can rip through at a blinding rate and get them out the door. You may want to do these all with a customized video introduction. There's a better conversion rate on those. And there's some opportunities that are just perfect for a generic one. If you have something that is basically just a commercial and you can send it to them in an email, here's what we do. It all counts on the left side of the money chart. It all counts on that. So, and that is our only goal. Let's talk about option two, a live presentation on a Zoom or Skype meeting. A little scarier. This is a big step and it should be done in some cases. There are times when it is justified to do this. I'm doing all of mine this way on Skype or Zoom conferences now. I'm doing the creation process live with people. Did this even as a Raspini brother, though. I've many times met with the decision committee in front of a camera and just painted the picture of what's going to happen right then. The technology is simple and you can make it look good. Think three things. Think audio, think video, so that's some lighting, and think background. You know, you want to look professional in this thing. I'm doing all these right now from a studio that positions me as a broadcast studio. So the pricing, the positioning is already in their minds as more expensive when I'm doing these things. So you could make it look good so simply with just a nice little backdrop, one of these folding, I forget what they're called, but they're like these two or three part little air walls that just fold. And you can have one of those, or have a picture, or a bowl of fruit, or some artwork. Just so easy to make it look nice, and some decent lighting, which is so cheap. Just even a little Home Depot light with a piece of tissue paper over it makes a really nice softbox type look. And then audio, any of these systems allow you to hook in a little lavalier microphone right on your shirt, or a nice, like a Blue Yeti boom mic. So technology is simple. Don't cheese out on that if you're going to do this step. Spend less than $100 and make this look really, really good. You present the opportunity to them in real time. You know, it's like a CVI, but you're just painting that picture for them in real time. All of these technologies allow you to be interactive and engaging, to inject videos, screen shares, photos, testimonials, anything you have that can increase the perceived value and the engagement of the presentation. Have those lined up and ready to go. I can go more into this when we get to talk about this live on our live whiteboard session on the 31st. All right, option three, and this is a biggie, live presentation in person. Dan and I have climbed on airplanes, I can think of at least half a dozen times, to go do in-person presentations for, you know, when it was 3, 4, 5 day trade shows, for when it was 12 event presentations in the same venue. We would just fly out there, meet the people, do a little bit in real time right in front of their staff with their committee, talk to them, answer questions, paint the picture of the opportunity, everything that they are going to get in this thing, and answer questions and smile and shake hands. And it is incredibly powerful. Obviously, this has to be for opportunities that make sense You can feel those out. This is one I would love to hear about somebody doing these, especially if you're in a convention town, if you're in Arizona, you're in Florida. The opportunities to do these live and in person are available quite often. And these deals close pretty easily. If you can get it to the place where you're getting to go in and talk to them, you show well, you bring a little iPad or a laptop or something with some backup on it, and it's pretty easy to do. We can talk about that a little more as well. Same schematic as a Zoom conference, but more powerful because you're there in real time. You've brought the energy right in front, and you bring an energy they've never seen. Your visit should haunt them, literally haunt them when it's over. At these things, Dan and I used to throw a little mini trampoline and four bowling balls into a bag to travel with. We had a folding mini tramp, which was so nice. But I mean, to grab one of the people in the meeting, put them on the trampoline, juggle three bowling balls around their body, and then four off the trampoline. While we're talking about what we're going to do, it's fishing in a barrel at that point. So give them the experience they'll get when you are at their event. Nothing short of that. Don't hold back because this is big time when you're doing this live and in person. All right, the main points, the takeaways here. This is a precursor to the proposed stage, so we want to really tee up the ball exactly like we want to hit it. We want to put out what it takes to justify the proposal. Remember, I've talked about this. Make offers that are in line with the trust that you have earned. So, if it's a very big gig and you can do it, get there live in person to talk to them about it. If it's a lower gig and something you can just send a generic video introduction, do that. Make offers that are in line with the trust that you have earned. If you've had a huge connect stage with them and they told you about their life story, their kids, their business, their fears, go the extra mile in this create stage and do something bigger for them. It's going to tee you up for a bigger proposal. And the money game does remove perfectionism, you guys. There isn't time to sit here and perseverate on, what should I do? And what this is just about moving it. And we're going to take care of that in a second here when I talk about the proposal stage. You'll see there isn't time. At the same time, this requires efficiency. So not perfectionism, but efficiency. Know what serves the goal and do it. And literally, this can be dropped into any one of these categories: a generic video introduction, a customized video introduction, a live meeting via Skype or Zoom, or a live meeting in person. Every one of them, and you'll know which one they need to go into right away. Don't second guess it. Remember, efficiency, and know what serves the goal. All right, the proposal stage. This is the money shot. This is where it all happens. So we're going to do some basic math. The total you need to propose divided by how many proposals you'll make. Right? So if you're proposing to making 33,000 over the 90 days, you're going to propose 100,000 and divide that. I'm going to do 20 of these. They need to be $5,000 each. Or I'm going to do 50 of these. They need to be $2,000 each. Some real basic math here is going to be your guide. It's going to tell you how you can do this. And again, this could be your current price, or you could play around. You can say for some of these, I'm going to 2x my price, 5x my price. Be open to the possibility and make sure you set an amount of money that you want to make that challenges you. All right? Don't cheat yourself on this one. The bigger that number is, the harder you're going to play this game. Because you're going to multiply that number by three, and you're going to do a proposal stage that's you're going to commit to proposing three times that number. So know that there's going to be some playing around here with the price, and you can always resort back to your current price. So how much do you need to propose in each 30 days, right? We can break this into trimesters. So again, if it's you're committing to proposing 100,000, you need to propose 33,000 each 30 days. Just over 1,000 a day. So, what if you get behind staying true to your goal? I told you one time when I did this, I went to Europe for 3 weeks right in the middle of the game. I got behind and I just made some massive proposals when I got home and landed two of them. So I did it just to get the proposals up, but I also it pushed me to make some bigger number of proposals and I landed two of them. So doing this part of it, if properly, will leave you better off in, I should type that, if you do this part of it properly, it will leave you better off in every single way. It'll leave you more confident about your process. It'll leave you with more money because more of these gigs are going to close. It's going to remove perfectionism. It's going to get you so good at the four different parts of this thing: the connecting, the inviting, the creating, and the proposal. You'll be able to run these at will anytime you want. It's funny, just talking about this now, I have zero fears that I had the first time I was playing it. And I'm putting myself in your mindset for that, just to think, what does this all sound like? And it's scary, and there's questions, and what if? You're going to have access to me throughout this whole thing. So just know that if you do it, if you play the game properly, it's going to leave you better off in every single way. Let's talk about the how and when. This proposal stage happens right after the create stage concludes. We aren't doing any kind of a long pause here, no dramatic pause. We're going to have this ready to go. We're going to get it out of our head and into the world. It's a summary of all you know, goes into the proposal, everything you know from the connect, from the invite, from the create, and then you're going to have a price for it. Plain and simple. It's just happens. This can happen verbally or in writing. It's your call, kind of based on how the conversations have been going before. I have no preference when playing this game. Sometimes it happens verbally, sometimes it happens in writing. The only thing that matters is that you get that number out of your brain into their brain in some way and record it onto your chart. The price is perfect. No apology or justification. And what this means is you have to believe in your price. You have to put one out that just feels perfect. And you don't apologize, you don't justify, because he who talks past the sale loses the sale. He who speaks the most leaves with the product. Let them speak the most. Let them leave with the product. A little bit on the nuts and bolts of this thing, and this is textbook Showbiz Blueprint. We always assume we have the gig. Money is nothing more than a line item, especially in the money game, in the 90-day money game. Money is not the big hang-up here. We focus on their desired outcome and their opportunity. That's it. That's what we focus on. We speak in the voice of when and not the voice of if. And really the clarity on that is that we walk them through the create stage in our proposal, whether it's vocal or written. We talk about when this happens, when your audience is feeling this, when I'm on stage, when it's concluded, when you're doing your follow-up sales to all the new leads you have. Never if. All right, a huge distinction and a powerful part of this game. It puts you in the authority position. Okay, and put expiration dates on your proposal. That's a big piece of the game here for the 90-day money challenge. And I want to do this for a couple reasons. I want you to apply proper scarcity to your and urgency to your prospects. And I want you to have the air that you have other opportunities. Because you do, then you can go out and create them in this challenge. You'll create them, because if this one doesn't close, another one will. And you get to put this one on your proposal side of your chart. So this is win-win-win all the way. Mark it on your chart the second you send the proposal. There's a lot of power when you're running that on mine. I was doing it in red. When you're running that red ink up there, it is amazing. What a feeling it is. All right, here's the itinerary. By the 30th of the month, in about 48 hours, you're going to have the final wrap-up on this. I've gathered all the best points from this thing and given you a couple new things for the final episode of this month, and we'll have that out by the 30th. Final wrap-up on this. The 31st is our live whiteboard session. We're going to do one session with a member who is doing something fairly interesting, actually, and I think it's going to apply to all of us, as it always does, and we'll spend the rest of the time on that, going into the specifics and any questions you have about the 90-day money game, your specific or in general. And the game's going to run February 1st through May 2nd. We will go live during those dates. And here's a big thing, a big commitment I want. If you're doing it during this time period, two choices. If you're doing it, mail me your proposed amount. And you get that by doing your desired amount of money that you want to make during this period and multiply it times three. So you'll drop me an email that says, I'm in 100,000. I'm in 250,000. Whatever you're committing to proposing, I want you to write me that I'm in and here's the amount. And if you're not doing it during this time period, I want you to write me with the reason you're not doing it and when you're going to do it. All right, two things on that. The reason you're not doing it right now and when you're committing to doing it. I want to hear from every single member of this group on this. If I don't, we will be haunting you about it a little bit just to find out what's going on. But come on, grab the reins, be accountable on this thing. Very easy to know if you're in or if you're out, and you got what you're going to do. All right, you guys, that is episode 23, talking deeply about the create and invite stage. I will look forward to hearing about you, seeing you live on our live whiteboard session on the 31st. So long.